Governor Mike Pence signed an executive order his first day in office, establishing a goal of procuring 3% of state contracts for veteran-owned businesses. Proposed legislation would expand that to 10%, something American Legion State Commander Richard Jewell says could help reduce veteran unemployment, which is double the state rate.
Veteran-owned businesses tend to hire veterans. So we look at this as not only a great opportunity for the veteran-owned businesses in the state of Indiana, but it also as an opportunity to put those newest patriots back to work.
Indianapolis Democratic Senator Greg Taylor says while help for veteran-owned businesses is needed, the proposed bill may run into constitutional problems. Taylor says his concerns are based on his experience with a similar program, the Minority and Women-Owned Business Preference.
You have to show a history of disparity in order to have the goal set. So in order for this program to hold muster and actually pass legal scrutiny, we need to have a disparity study to include veteran-owned businesses.
Taylor says until that kind of study can be done, the issue is best left to the governor's executive order and the State Department of Administration. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.